Okay, Shalom Uvracha to all. Welcome back to Shmir Salashon Class Learning. We will begin with the Tfil Al Hadibur. Rabbana Sha'olam, Yiratzim Afanecha, Rachim Rechanim, Shetizakeni Haim, Rechal Yom, Vishmar Piu, Lashani Milashan Har Rechilis, Vezar Midaber Fila Ishiachi, Vikoshkin Akaisa, O Chelik Mehem, Koshkin Misraim Amidos of Shal Kosh Varhu, Vezar Midaber Divay Sheker, Handufa Macholkas Kas Gaiva. Onast varim habanis panim eitzanus v'chol diber aser v'zakini shlo lidaber kim daber hatzarich l'inani gufi v'nafshi v'yukom asai v'diburai l'shem shemaim amen v'amen. Our learning shall continue to serve as a schos for the aliyah neshama and zechiru neshama l'tova for tzvi gersha ben yor v'chana zichrona l'vracha, as well as for an aliyah neshama for Zev Wolf ben Yeshaya. Allah v'sham, and with your permission, continued refuah for bracha v'gaya b'sracha gutta, soch shracha reisha. I think that it's fair to say that we would all agree that we should continue to see the rescue and the safe return of all the hostages, b'kar of mamish, with b'riyas haguf, and menuchas hanefesh, for them and their families. And the IDF has announced last week, the week before, that just over 30 are determined to no longer be alive. Many of them were killed October 7th, and Hamas, Yimach Shemam V'Zichem, is holding their bodies. So we daven that those should be Zocha to Kfor Yisraelis as well, and they should also be Zocha V'Shavu Banim Megvulam, V'Shavu Me'eretz Oyev. They should be Zocha to Kfor Yisraelis, those who are in need, and Hashem should really shower upon us an odor of Simcha for all, and it should truly be V'Nahafachu Asher. Okay, let us get into our learning. We're going to be learning based on a lav de oraisa, a mitzvah in Parshas Mishpatim. This past week's parasha was Parshas Mishpatim, and there are many, many mitzvos that deal with social law, civil law, damages, payments, how to set up a society according to Torah. However, a number of mitzvos in last week's parasha, Parshas Mishpatim, deal with onas dvarim and the power of words. So I'm going to begin by screen sharing with you. So you should see, it says, I'm in Parachaf Beis, chapter 22 of Shemos. Yes, you could see? Okay, thank you very much. So I just want to put you up here so you could see Rashi as well. Okay, so we have a pasuk in Sefer Shemos, Perachav Beis, pasuk Chaf, and the pasuk tells us, "V'ger lo sone v'lo silchatzenu ki gerim hayisim be'eretz Mitzrayim," and the convert you shall not abuse, nor shall you oppress, because you were strangers in the land of Egypt. So this is a lav d'oraisa, lo ta'aseh, you shall not do, Torah command. So and we know that lav d'oraisa have more stringency and weight then lav and derabanan, which chas v'sham, I'm not saying we God forbid should not be keeping, but especially when a rab paskins a shaila, they always look to see if something is, they will look to see if it's a deraisa or a derabanan. And we know that deraisa has strictest stringency, so this is an extremely stringent lav. And what is it? You shall not abuse nor oppress a ger, as you were gerim in the land of Egypt. And Rashi tells us, what does it mean, ger lo sone? Oh, says Rashi, see on this side of the screen, Ona'as Devarim. We are talking about verbal oppression. And this word in Old French that Rashi quotes is contrarier, which I'm probably pronouncing wrong, which means to vex or to harass. Okay? To vex or to harass. So how does this come into play? You're not allowed to verbally oppress or verbally abuse. Again, it's a lav d'oraisa. Furthermore, v'lo sechatzenu, you should not steal money from him. So you're not allowed to take advantage with him of words, and you're not allowed to take advantage of him monetarily. Why? The pasuk tells you, Ki gerim hayisim be'eretz Mitzrayim, you yourselves were strangers in the land of Egypt. Im ho niso, so if you oppress and abuse him, af hu yachal onoscha v'lo mecha, you know he could taunt you back. If you taunt him, he could do the same. Af atem migirim basai. So he could say to you, you know, you also came from strangers. You're mocking me. You're doing late sanus, dibra asur, that I migir. You also gave him mumsha bechal, toma lechavercha, a blemish that you have. Don't tell to someone else. So you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Why are you making fun of me that I'm a stranger? Kala shon ger, adam shalom nolad ba'osa medina, elabam medina acher segur sham. What does ger mean? It means a person who was not born in that country, and he came from a different country, a different place to dwell there. And now this is what we're going to be talking about, this ona'as devarim, verbal oppression. But I will show you that the next psukim, after that pasuk, the next few psukim, continue in this theme of not taking advantage of someone who is less fortunate in society. Call amana v'yasam lo sa'anan. Similarly, we are told that any widow and orphan you may not persecute. And Rashi says, very important to know, call amana v'yasam lo sa'anan. So does that mean I could persecute someone else who's not an amana? I could persecute someone who's not a yasam? I could persecute someone who's not a ger? Let's say a full from birth, a Jew, who Baruch Hashem has a family, they're not gerim, they have a spouse, so I'm allowed to oppress them. So Rashi says, who adin l'chol adam? Well, don't take this to mean we're only talking about a ger, a yasam, and an amana. This is the law for every person. This is the matter for every person, but because these people, it is more likely that others will attempt or will take advantage of them, because they are of weakened strength and at a lower position in society, it is more readily found that these people will be oppressed, therefore you should not oppress them. But that doesn't mean you could go around oppressing a Jewish from birth Jew either. No, you can't oppress anybody. And furthermore, the pasuk says, "Im ane ta'aneo." So if you will surely oppress him, ki im tzaoki tzake, he will call out to me. Who's he going to call out to? This category of people doesn't have anyone come to their aid. We're going to go to the Sefer Echinuch and a mitzvah in a minute. We're going to go to the Sefer Echinuch in a minute on the mitzvah of onas dvarim as related to the ger. So if you will surely oppress him, he will call out to me, because who's else he going to go to? There's no one else to come to his defense. It was very interesting when I was preparing the shir. I saw in the Sefer Echinuch mitzvah 65, Samechei. We're going to be doing mitzvah 63, Samech Gimel, which is onas dvarim against the ger, verbal oppression of the convert. However, I saw very interestingly, learning through mitzvah Samech Hei, when it comes to the widow and the orphan, this is even when, the Chinuch writes, it's a widow or an orphan of a king, of a melech. So you might think they have a palace, they have servants, they have riches, they have prestige. Even there, it's talking about any widow and orphan, even someone who is a widow or an orphan of a king, even them you're also not allowed to oppress. So we see how seriously the Torah takes this. Im anata, and again, these are lavender rice, im anatana, oh, so if you will surely oppress him, ki im tsa'okitsakala, he's going to call to me. He doesn't have the king anymore, his father, the king, to save him. So he's going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the obvious somim. Ki im tsa'okitsakala, he will surely call to me. So this is a divine guarantee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear his tefillos. And then finally, last pasuk we're going to be looking at, v'chara api, my wrath will flare, my wrath will burn, God says, v'harakti aschem v'chara, very sobering pasuk, I will kill you by sword, v'hayuna sheichem almanos u'b'neichem yisomim. And as retribution for the oppression that you have caused, your wives will become widows and your children will become orphans. And I'll just tell you that the Chinuch seems to take this very literally. It's for 65. He seems to take this very literally. Rashi says, "Mashma shenemer v'arakti eschem eini yodeish and ashechem amanas u'b'neichem yisomim." Since the pasuk says, I will kill you. Isn't it clear that your wives will be orphans, that your wives will be widows, and your children will be orphans? Ela hareza kala curse. This is a different curse. Shayu anashim tsuros kamanos chayos. Ela shaloyu edim lemisias balein v'tiena asuros linaser. This is a different punishment. Rashi says another punishment besides for the fact that the husband will die, leaving the widow leaving the wife as a widow. There will not be witnesses to the husband's death. And this is a true agana case. The woman will not be able to remarry. She will be in a state of living widowhood. The children will be orphaned. Because there is no witnesses to the death of the father, the wife will be unable to remarry, and the children will not be able to inherit the possessions of their father from Beis Din, because the Beis Din doesn't know if the father was actually killed or if the father was captured. And this, you see that the Torah is very harsh in its retribution against those who take advantage of this category of people. Now let us go to the Sefer HaChinuch. All right, so you could see on my screen, I switched to Mitzvah 63. Yes, thank you very much. I'm just going to open up my Sefer. I'm going to open up my Sefer. Okay, Mitzvah Samech Gimel, the Sefer HaChinuch. Hi, the Sefer HaChinuch, we all know, was written anonymously in the 1300s. It says in the introduction, because the children have nothing to do on long Shabbat this afternoon, so this will give us something to do. They should learn through all the mitzvahs of the Sedra every week. And it is a classic, classic Sefer about all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Mitzvah 63, Shelo Lahonos Hager Bidvarim. You see what the actual mitzvah is? Now, in the Sefer HaChinuch, I told you this is Mitzvah 63, and then I also learned through 65. So what's 64? 64, Samech Aleph, is its own mitzvah. Shelo Lahonos Hager Bidmamon. There's two different mavin. One is you're not allowed to verbally oppress, and the other is you're not allowed to financially oppress. The Sefer HaChinuch does not put them together. Samech Gimel is Ona'as Dvarim, verbal oppression. Samech Dalet is Onas Mamon, financial oppression. They're both totally also deoraisa. For purposes of our share, obviously, we're learning through Onas Devarim. So Mitzvah Samech Gimel in the Sefer HaChinuch is Shelo Vahonos Hager B'Devarim. You are not allowed to verbally oppress the convert with words. Shenim Nanu Milahonos Hager Afilu B'Devarim. Afilu B'Devarim. We are forbidden, we are prevented from taking advantage, from oppressing the convert, even with words. So you might think, money, I understand. I can't steal the convert's money. I don't know what other ways. Physically, God forbid. Of course I can't physically oppress the convert, but words, it's just words. Just words. Remember when you used to eat pork? I'm not saying that. The Gemara says that. I'm not saying that. You're going to see. We learned it in this share, by the way. You're not allowed to say techozer b'teshuvah. Again, remember when you used to worship idols? So it's just words. Shenim nanu mihilona seger afilu bedvar. We have been prevented, we have been warned not to take oppression of the gear, even with words. You can't say it's just words. V'hu achon mina umo sheniskayer v'nichnes v'daseinu. What is a gear? A gear is someone from the umas ha'olam, someone from the nations of the world, that he converted and he entered into our religion. Sha'asur lanu levazoso afilu bedvar. Sefer HaChinuch repeats it. We are not allowed to mock him, to scorn him, to make fun and to cheapen him, even with words. So are you allowed to post something negative? I guess that would be with words. All the ways we could think of, I don't know, excluding somebody, snubbing somebody, financially oppressing somebody, God forbid, physically, all of these are God forbid. Even with words, he says it two times, afilu bedvar. So you're not allowed to cheapen or scorn or mock him. Even with words, Shanema, like the Pasuk says, Lav de Oraisa, Parsosh Mishpatim, Begir Lo Sona, my son in Yeshiva told, my son in Darche Torah, Masif Tachayim Slomo, a few months ago, he said there was a certain Ger who, maybe it was in the summer, a Ger who came to speak from Latin America. Do you know what I'm talking about? A famous Ger who came to speak. Now he has like a community and he helps other people in Megara, but something he told the Talmidim stuck in my mind. My son told this. He told me, when I'm here and you see me and you talk to me, you should have in mind the Ger, told the Talmidim when he was speaking. Should have in mind, you are fulfilling the mitzvah v'ahav das Ger. So that's the flip side of Ger lo sonech. On the one hand, you're not allowed to oppress them. That's the law of the negative with words. On the other hand, you must love them. Those are two sides of the coin, Zachar and Shamar. Ase lo ta'ase. So the ase is v'ahav das Ger. The lo ta'ase is do not oppress the Ger. So when he was speaking before the Bachim, he told them, when I'm here and you see me, you should mamash have the kavana v'ahav das Ger. I thought it was so interesting. So if you have the opportunity to interact with a Ger, you should mamish have in mind, I am fulfilling the mitzvah. I don't know if you should go over to him and say, this girl is obviously comfortable. I know I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of a half them a seger. But if you know somebody's a convert and you treat them properly and you go out of your way to treat them well and you are kind to them, you should have the kavana. I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of a half the seger. And of course, I will not be involved in the lo saseo, non svar, shanem, av a ger, lo tone. Like the pasuk says, do not oppress the ger. Va'afo pisha anu mizharim bezeb b'yisrael. So, who are you not allowed to take verbal advantage of? Anyone. Even though we have been commanded on this mitzvah regarding all of Israel. Onas Tvarim is for every Jew. And this one, this convert, because he entered into our religion, he is the status of an Israelite. So in other words, the Sefer HaChinuch is saying, why do you have a separate mitzvah if you have been commanded not to take verbal advantage of anybody in Israel? So if a ger has the full status of being a full-fledged Jew, he had a kosher conversion with an Orthodox bistin, so why do you need a special love? Do not oppress the ger. Do not want to oppress anybody in Israel. He's part of Israel. Ho sifa kashuv lanu asharabo. No, the Sefer Chinuch said, the Torah added this warning specifically. The gun, and by the way, that's very, very relevant because the Torah, I always stress, never waste any words. So you could say he's part of Israel, so don't oppress him, just like you shouldn't verbally oppress anyone in Israel. No, the Torah, ho sifa kashuv lanu asharabo, the Torah went out of its way to add another warning against verbal oppression against the ger. The gam nichpalaha azhara alav dichtiv. And not only did the Torah warn us extra about the ger and onas dvarim, but the Torah even added another warning. Because in Parshas Kedoshim, Vayikra Yotasis Parshas Kedoshim, the Pasuk says, lo sonu, you shall not oppress him. So it's not enough that the Torah tells you once. The Torah tells you another time. Pa'amacheras, multiple times you're told it is usher to take advantage of a gear through verbal oppression. Lefisha enyan ha'ona elav krova yoser mebiyisrael. Why? Because the matter of verbally oppressing, verbally abusing a gear is krova yoser mebiyisrael. It's more likely to happen than with a not full-fledged, he's also full-fledged, than with a born Jew. Why? Because when it comes to a born Jew, he is family. He is redeemers. He is people who will stick up for him if he is insulted and taken advantage of. So, I don't know, at a family simcha, someone comes over and starts verbally abusing someone from the family, let's say. I don't know. Speaking not nice, spewing vile things, taking advantage of with words, there are people who will come to his defense, his family members. But when it comes to the gear, who's going to come to his defense? And that's why the Torah felt it's so important to make a separate mitzvah about onas dvarim for the gear, because he's known to stick up for it. But all tam acherbo, but there's another reason that the Torah not only gave a separate warning, but made sure to emphasize by repeating it, sheyesh bo chashash shu yachzer l'sora mikas habizyonos. There's another reason, and we know the Torah doesn't waste words. So if the Torah tells you something one time, it should be sufficient. You have to know what the Pasuk says in Parshas Shpatim. By the time you get to Kedoshim and Vayikra, you forgot. That's not the Torah's problem, that's your problem. Go back and Chazar what it says in Parshas Mishpatim. Gerlo sono nas dvarim. So why does the Torah repeat it? The Torah repeats something for emphasis. It's not enough to tell you once. The Torah feels it's necessary to use extra words to repeat how careful you have to be with your extra words. But there's another reason. And the other reason is there is a suspicion. We do not want him to revert to his previous behavior because of ka'as habizyonos. When a person mocks somebody else, degrades someone else, takes verbal advantage and abuse of somebody else, it will cause them to feel angry. It will cause them to feel ashamed and embarrassed. And if, in the case of a ger, we instigate too much, we cause his anger through our mockery, it might cause him to revert to his previous behavior, and then he will be responsible for those aveiros. But I'm a b'sifra, and the manager says in the sifra, shelo tomar lo, you should not say to him, emesh, ha'yisa oved avodah zarah, v'achshav nichnasta tachas kanfeshinim. Is it true that yesterday, doesn't have to mean literally yesterday, just like Yesh Ma'achashu Achasman, tomorrow means after time. So there's also yesterday, which means after time. So is it true that in your past life, you were worshipping Avodah Zarah, and now you came under the wings of the Shekhinah, but you're an Oved Avodah Zarah? You're not allowed to say that. And that's considered Onas Dvarim. And that could cause him to revert to his previous behavior out of anger for the bizayah and the mockery that we made of him, continues to say for HaChinuch. Mishar Sheh Mitzvah, the root of Mitzvah. Milvad Masha Kasavnu, besides for what we have already written, Kedei L'chof Asitzuenu L'olam L'bal Nase Kol Asher Nimtza B'kochenu L'asos Hara. You know what the source of the Mitzvah says the Sefer HaChinuch? Tikkun Amidos. To be a Gibra HaKovesh Yitro. Besides for what we have already written, says the Sefer HaChinuch, not to take verbal advantage. He has no one to stick up for him. He might revert to his previous behavior. You were gerim, so how could you call him a ger? Besides for all of that, k'day l'chof es yitrenu le'olam, leval na'ase kol sher nimtza b'kochenu la'asot l'ra. We have in our ability and in our power to do bad. Every human being has the ability and the choice to do bad. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'charta v'charim l'man techa, ata v'zerecha echarecha." U'v'charta, you have a choice. You can choose to do bad. Reina sata l'chnevchem hayom ha'bracha v'akala. Hatov v'ara, ha'chaim v'amaves. Moshe gives us two choices. You have a choice to speak Lashon Hara, to not speak Lashon Hara. Just this morning, mamish just this morning, like before this class, not immediately before this class this morning, something wasn't done yesterday that was supposed to be done. So I expressed surprise. I said, oh, what happened? But the person explained what happened. And it was very hard for me. It was very hard for me. I wanted to say it again and say, well, at least I should have been told yesterday and I could have been taken care of somewhere else. It was hard. And I was holding back from saying anything. And then I realized that my face, if someone looked at my face, they would realize that I was holding back. I wasn't saying anything, but it was not easy for me. But I realized that based on my facial expression, they would be able to tell that I was holding back. So I said, Michal, you have to make your facial expression neutral. Because even through your face, it can be seen that you are frustrated about what happened. Neutral. And I said, Hashem, this should be a schuz from our hostages to be released safely, and Bakarv. And Baruch Hashem, I did not say anything. Baruch Hashem. Onaz Dvarim is not that I was going to go, God forbid, to verbal abuse. That's not what I'm talking about. Chalila. I just wanted to express my frustration that it was supposed to be done, wasn't done. And if it wasn't taken care of for whatever reason, which was legitimate, I should have been told, and I would have been able to take care of it somewhere else. I'm not talking about Onaz Dvarim. I just wanted to, like, repeat it. The Torah is very medactic with words. Is there a point for me repeating it? The person or the first time? And the first time was legitimate that I said it because I didn't understand what happened. And then I said, you have to make a neutral face because it's going to be very apparent on your face that you're trying to hold back. So we all know, I'm sure I'm not the only person that experiences these trivial in the span of life, very, very trivial matters, very trivial matters. But to the Yetzer Hara, he makes something trivial into something very big. And he wants you to open your mouth. I'm not talking about verbal abuse. I'm just talking about saying things that don't need to be said. I'm talking about Shmiras HaLashon. So the Sefer Chinuch says here, another reason, it just happened this morning, mamash before class. Not exactly before class. A little bit before. But the point is that the Sefer Chinuch here is telling you something. Not engaging in an onat asdvarim, or engaging in Shmiras HaLashon is not only because you want to protect the other person. It's because you need to embolden yourself, empower your own neshama, and hear the voice of the Yetzer HaTov by conquering the Yetzer Hara. When it comes to Inyanei Shmiras HaLashon, the tongue is one of the strongest muscles in the human body. It's being used constantly. Think how much of a workout your tongue gets. When we chew, when we swallow, and you lick your lips, and you feel your teeth, your tongue's constantly moving. Except, I guess, when you go to sleep, but maybe it's moving then also when you swallow. It's constantly being utilized. And because it's constantly being utilized, we are so used to just saying everything that comes to our mind right away. And it's a very strong avoda to hold back. We're coming up to Truma and Tetzava, the big day kahuna, Parshas Tetzava, the Rimon and Pa'amon, the bells and the pomegranates on the hem of the Kohen Gadol. Melvad Masha Kasavnu, so besides for all the reasons you're not allowed to engage in Onas Dvarim, besides for what we have written, Kadei V'chof as Yitzreinu La'olam, Laval Na'ase Kol Shanimta B'Kochenu La'asos L'ra. Because we need to bend our will, we need to subdue our will always, la'olam, Leval na'asa kol shor nimtza b'chochinu la'asol l'ra. We have in our power to do bad. Every human being has in his power to do bad. We have to subdue the will to do bad. And here it's specifically speaking about in the matter of words. O na'as devarim. I just want to tell you how Feldheim translates that. And in the hands of each and every one of us lies the power over him to do him evil, despite the precept about being his friends, i.e. we should not do anything at all wrong to hurt him, even with words. Because in each and every one of us lies the power over him to do something bad. That's what any form of stumbling and sinning with words includes. Al Kain, and therefore, so who's the law for? Us. You need to be a giver, a kovesh asyitzo. You need to overcome. You need to close your mouth, even though you really want to say. And then put on a neutral face so the person doesn't even realize you're holding back from saying what you wanted to say. Al Kain, he rasnu bazeh ha'ish, shahu beinenu bli ozer v'somech. And therefore, we have been warned specifically with this type of person, meaning a ger. He is amongst us. He doesn't have anyone to help him. He doesn't have anyone to hold him up. Meaning he doesn't have any family. Before he starts his own family, a ger has no relatives. Halachically, he has no relatives. So therefore, we have been warned specifically with regard to this person who is now amongst us, who doesn't have anyone to help or to hold him up. V'yesh koch b'yad kol echad v'echad k'menu. And there is the power, the koach, in the strength inside of each and every one of us. Im ohavav alav, leval na'avir olav asaderach klav. Afilu bidvarim. He says it again, third time. And therefore, there is within each and every one of us the power. Im ohavav alav. I just want to make sure I translate that correctly for you. Despite or in addition to being friends with him, to loving him, we have a mitzvah to have this again. Leval na'avir alav asaderach klav. We should not bend the path, do anything wrong at all to hurt him. Na'avir aveira. Shouldn't do an aveira about him on any way at all. Afil b'dvar, even with words. How should we treat him? Ki ilu hu ke'achad mimenu, like he is one of us. And again, we must stress, like Rashi tells us in the next two psukim, that this is the din l'chol adam. This is the law for every person, but there's a specific addendum for the gear because he has no one to stick up for him. Umitoch gedarim ke'elu nikna nefesh yakara. You see? And from these type of gedarim, from these types of fences, from these types of laws that hold us back from transgressing such actions that have such a lack of sensitivity to somebody else. And from these type of gedarim, from these type of fences, ke'edu, like these, nikna nefesh yakara. O na'as dvarim, when you do not engage in it, shmir saloshon, when you do engage in it, it's for your soul. So you will acquire a precious and beautiful soul. Now, it's true the other person won't be harmed by your words. That's true. However, what's even more true is that you will refine your own self. You become a more beautiful soul. You become a more precious person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nikna nefesh yikara. We will acquire for ourselves a beautiful soul. It's such an important chinuch. He's telling you the rationale between love and such as onas varim and shmir salashon and lashon har and bizayon. It's not only for the other person. What about you as a person? Who are you? What are you doing with your day, your tafka, the reason Hashem gave you life today? Nikna nefesh yikara. Work on yourself, I'm telling to myself, to acquire a precious soul, a precious spiritual nature, says the Feldheim translation. Umisulas, umisule salas, umiuteres, hamidus, haruya, kabbalah, sotov. Adorned with. Umiuteres is like atara, oter yisrael besifara, a crown. You will be adorned and crowned with appropriate midos, character traits, the kabbalah, sotov. To receive the God. The Yishalem Banu Chavetz Hashem Isparach Shechafetz Lahatziv. And the desire of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and his wish to do good will be fulfilled. The Yishalem will be complete. The desire of Hashem who wants to do good will be complete rush. So this is a very important paragraph here from the Sefer Yechinuch in regard to the Mesharshei Mitzvah, of why the root precept of the mitzvah, the root reason for the mitzvah, of why onas devarim, verbal oppression, is forbidden. And this, of course, ties into any inyan and any area of Shemir Salash, and why is kas forbidden? Kas is not only forbidden because it's a horrific midah that causes so much damage on the receiving end, but anger is also forbidden because of what it does to you. Continues to say for Achenech, Dine HaMitzvah, the laws of the mitzvah, Kigan Rav HaZharo, Shizhi Ranu, Zichon HaBracha, Alav, the laws of the mitzvah, the many warnings, and we're still talking about Onas Dvar, that the sages, Zichon HaBracha, warned us about, V'odianu LaHazhirenu Abadavar Shabbat, Esrim V'achad, and I knew that was wrong. I'm just using this for a screen share. Okay, here's my sefer, and this is what I used to prepare. The Sefer says, Lahasirenu of Bedavasha Be'eshim Va'arba Mekomos. Okay, so ignore what it says on the screen. The laws of the mitzvah, all of the warnings that the sages of blessed memory warned us about, and they made us aware of all of these warnings in 24 other places. He's here at Torah Love. That's how many times the Torah warns about treatment of the ger. Unbelievable. I saw this preparing Shir, Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs writes, if I could find it quickly. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs writes, it's in this essay, but on which page? How many times we're commanded to take care of the gear? Here the Sefer Yechinuch says, oh, here we go. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Torah warns against wronging of a gear in 36 places. Others say in 46 places. That is Rabbi Sachs's coin from the Gemara in Bava Metzia 59b. So here the Sefer Chinuch says, we have been warned, Od Bedavrisha Be'esrim Va'arba Makobos. And again, there's different counts, just like there's different counts of the 613 mitzvos. There's the Rambam's camp, the Ramban, the Sefer HaChinuch, Sefer Mishnah's Gedolos. So there's all different counts. So there's different counts, but you see that multiple times, whether it's 24, or the Gemara says, it's quoted by Rabbi Sachs, according to Rabbi Eliezer, 36, others say in 46 places. If the Torah has to warn us so many times, that means our Yetzer Hara for this Onas Dvarim is very strong. Otherwise, the Torah would not warn you so many times. The kasu gam kin the chizuka mitzvah sheba also lashon shin stavini bahavas hamakom. This is very interesting and very powerful. The Sefer Chinuch now says, and the Torah wrote it in such a way to strengthen this mitzvah. It wrote it in this manner because we have been commanded to love Hashem. We have a command to love a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, by Yigiv Hashir on that last night. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol medecha. You are commanded to love a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Devarim 6:5. The same Lashon, says the Chinuch, that is used when commanding us to love Hashem, is commanded to love the gear. So if it equates love of God with the love of gear, imagine how careful you have to be, says the Sefer HaChinuch, if the Torah uses the same Lashon, the same language, by loving God and loving the convert, how strong we must feel about our love of the convert. Nitztavinu ba'avas ha-ger she'ba'avas ha-makom k'si v'ahavtas Hashem. Because when it comes to loving God, it says you shall love God. U'ba'ger k'si v'ahavtam ha-ger. So since it says a similar lashon, both by God and the convert, that means you absolutely have to love the convert like you love the Ribbon Shalom. V'harbei dvarim k'el b'midrashim v'k'tes v'kamis v'gemara. And you will find many instances of this in the Midrashim and in some places in the Gemara. Who is this only on men? Not to verbally oppress others? Only on women, only on kings, only on Kohanim, only on farmers, only on Toshvei Eretz Yisrael. Who does this mitzvah apply to? V'nohegas b'chol makom u'b'chol zman b'zcharim u'b'nekevos. This mitzvah is incumbent upon every person, in every place, in every time, on males and in females. Rav Soloveitchik says, it's in regard to Parshas Yisrael, actually. The Rav says in regard to Parshas Yisrael, the Pasuk says, in Perek Yotas Pasuk Hey, Im Shematu Shmu Lakoli, Ushmartem Es Brisi, Viyisem Li Segula Mikol Amim, Ki Li Kol Haaretz, Perek Yotas Pasuk Hey, in Shemos, Precious Yisra. So why does the Pasuk say, Im Shematu Shmu Lakoli, if he will surely listen to my voice, Ushmartem Es Brisi and Garmei Kavanei, Viyisem Li Segula Mikol Amim, you will be more precious, more charmed, more special, more treasured than any other nation. Kili Kol Aretz. That's Kili Kol Aretz. What does that have to do with Mount and Torah? Why throw in? Because the whole earth is mine. And then the next pasuk vav, atem tiyuli mameches kohen v'goy kadosh. Eilat varmasher tadar bel b'nei Yisrael. You will be a king and a priest and a holy nation. What's Kili Kol Aretz doing in this passage? It seems to make no sense. And now if you will show you this into my voice and guard my covenant, you'll be more treasured than all the other nations. You'll be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you should say to the B'nai Israel. It's so random because the whole earth is mine. You want to tell me by Maisa Bereshis, the whole earth is mine? So tell me. Bereshis Ba'alokim Yisrael Mayim V'Esaretz Kili Kol Aretz. It makes a lot more sense. By Maisa Bereshis, by creation. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Kili Kol Aretz. The whole earth is mine. Doesn't make any sense in these psukim. What does it have to do with Matan Torah? So Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav, says as follows. It's one of my favorite quotes of the Rav, but you know that that's like a paradox when I say that, because they're all my favorite quotes of the Rav. But Rabbi Salvechik says, what do you have to know when it comes to Matan Torah, Kili Kol Aretz? If it were up to me, says the Rav, I would have a 14th Ani Mamin. Don't get nervous, but what's the 14th Ani Mamin? Ani Mamin be'emuna shalema, shekol Torah yecholo liskayem b'chol makom u'b'chol zman. If you don't believe this, then what's the point of the other 13, says Rav? I believe with perfect faith that the whole Torah can be kept b'chol makom, in every place, b'chol makom u'b'chol zman, in every time. When, and if you don't believe in that, says Rav, what's the point of the other 13? You believe called Devarim Nevi'im MS, that's very nice. When you're on vacation, you don't have to keep the Torah. When you're at home, you do have to keep the Torah. You believe in the amitis of Moshe Rabbeinu Lav Hashem, but when you're in this environment, you don't talk Lashon HaRa. When you're in that environment, you do talk Lashon HaRa. When here, you're makbid and cautious. When you're there, you're glad to go. So the Rav says, if you don't believe in this 14th Ani Mamin, Kili Kol Aretz, where's the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Everywhere. The whole earth is mine. So if the whole earth is God, and you're talking about Matan Torah, and Kabbalah Satorah more specifically, where do you have to be Mekam of the Torah? In every place that you are. Why? Because every place you are is where God is. So now Kili Kol Aretz makes perfect sense. So what's the 14th Ani Mamin? Shekol Torah Yechol Eskeim B'chol Makom U'B'chol Zman. Vino Hegas. When is this Lav D'Oraisa of Ona'as Devarim applicable? When can you not verbally oppress the convert or anyone else for that matter? Vino Hegas B'chol Makom U'B'chol Zman. In every place, in every time. B'zcharim U'B'nekevos. In males and in females. So no one's exempt. No one's exempt. V'over Allah. Ubizuha, and someone who transgresses this mitzvah and disgraces, scorns, mocks the convert by words. Again, Ona'as Mamon is the next mitzvah. This is all Ona'as Devarim. Avar Alav, he is over on this Lav D'Oraisa. V'ein Lokan Alav Lefish Ein B'Maisa. He doesn't get Malkus for it. He doesn't get lashes because there's no act. Like, you didn't steal the money. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of what needs to be taken care of. I just want to show you a little bit of mitzvah Samech Hei, which I outlined in my sefer. Mitzvah Samech is actually much longer. It's the mitzvah, I told you, here we go. Shalola anos yosom ve'almano. Okay, so the next mitzvah, we looked at the psukim at the beginning of this year, is not to take advantage either, not to oppress or abuse a yosom or an almana, an orphan or a widow. Shenimnanu, we're just going to do a little bit of mitzvah 65. Shenim, let me just see what I wanted to show you. Yeah. Okay, let's see if I could get through what I outlined. Shenim nanu mehachbi b'mase o afilu b'dibur al yisoyim v'almanos. Once again, the Sefer tells you, the Sefer Chinuch tells you, we have been prevented, we have been warned not to oppress this category of people, the widow and the orphan, either b'mase, with deeds, o afilu b'dibur. Or even, once again, afilu b'dibur, even with words. Well, the Chinuch is telling you, I think, by saying afilu b'dibur three times, is how insignificant we sometimes consider words to be. It's only words. I didn't hit, you know the nursery rhyme, it's not Torah perspective. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. That is totally not true, al-pi Torah. That's kafros. That's not true. You have been prevented from harming this person with deed, or even with words. Al yashomim v'al ha'amanos, over the widow, the orphans and the widow, Shanama, like the Pasuk says, call Aman of Yasun, Lo Sa'anun, every widow and every orphan you shall not oppress. And the Chinuch says this is a feel bedvarim, bedibur, even with words. Aval kol maso umatno sha'adam imahem yu benachas ubechaser ubechama. All of your interaction and all of your dealings with these downtrodden people have to be pleasant, have to be with kindness and have to be with mercy. Mishar shei ha-mitzvah, the root of the mitzvah. I don't think I'm going to get through the whole thing I want to, but let's do as much as we can. Masha katafti b'samach b'inyan ager. So this, the chinuch says, relates very much to what I already wrote to you about onas dvarim when it comes to the ger, oppressing the convert. Lafisha elu heim tashei teshushei koach, she'en la misha yit'an tanosem b'chol nefesh, so the Sefer Chinuch says the same thing. It's like the convert has no one to come to his defense because halachically he has no relatives. So he's going to come to his defense. He's totally all alone. So too, these category of people are teshushei koach. They are of diminished strength. There is no one to fight their cause. There is no one to stand up for them. And there's no avian shal yusomin. There's no ish almana. The widow does not have a husband, achmana l'tzan, and the children do not have a father. If he was alive, he would stand up for them. But he doesn't stand up for them because he's not alive. But alkin, and therefore, his har sanu toraseinu hashlema leknos midas hachased v'rachamim b'nafshenu. He says it again in regard to the yosem and the almana. The purpose of me not saying what I wanted to say this morning, it wasn't lashon nivel pechali v'chas. I don't talk like that. It wasn't verbal abuse. I don't do that. I just wanted to repeat again, why wasn't it taken care of? And why didn't you let me know? And I could have taken care of it in a different store had I known it wasn't taken care of in the first store. Now it's Monday morning. What am I supposed to do? And I have a whole day of work. And I'm not going out. And now I can't take care of it. I need to be cared. That's all. I didn't say anything. Why? For the other person, so they should leave the house with a day of menuchas and nefesh and shalom bayis, or for me. So I acquire for myself by holding back my tongue. Midas ha-chesed. Make yourself into a different person. Make yourself into a person who has acquired a midah of loving kindness. Rachamim. How would you want to be spoken of? How would you want to have been spoken to? Acquire in your soul loving kindness and mercy. Bin Nafshini repeats it again. These are fundamental teachings of the Sefer Chinuch. The purpose of Shmiras HaLashon and not engaging in Onas Dvarim and all the categories that the Chafetz Chaim, where's my Sefer? All the categories that the Chafetz Chaim tells us are forbidden speech. Divrei Shaker. Oh, it was also a Mishpatim. Midvar Shaker Tirchak. We could have talked about that mitzvah as well, except they didn't prepare nor time is up. But, Divrei Shaker, Chanufa, inappropriate flattery, Machlokas. Why do you have to say? Everyone's leaving their house. Everyone's going on their way. You have to say what needs to be said. Don't start Machlokas now. Kaas, anger. Gaiva, speaking words of haughtiness. Onaas Devarim, verbal oppression. Habanas Panim, embarrassing someone else. Oh, wow, you're so religious. Yesterday you were eating pork at Burger King. Oh, wow, it's usher, totally usher. Leitzanus makri v'chol dibur usher. What's the point of all of this? He says it by the mitzvah 63, and now by mitzvah 65. It's for your neshama. It's for you. It's for your standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to make you into a better person. It's true you shouldn't abuse anyone else. Of course, not only the ger, not only the usher, not only the almana. Hu adin l'chol adam. Well, dibur kasher behova. But by both mitzvahs, he teaches you it's for your own tikkun nefesh. Va'al kein his hirasnu torasenu ha-shlema, our complete, our perfect Torah of shalom and shlemus, warns us, liknos midas chesed v'rachamim b'nafshenu. That's why you have to hold back. Of course you shouldn't abuse somebody else. But you should become a baal chesed. You should become a baal rachamim. We're in your soul. And then you will be an ish yashar of Shem Shafal. It should be an ish yashar and an ish kadar. Asham kasher. Rav Hirsch says we should be Adam kasher and Adam yashar. And then you will become yasharim, straight. B'chol ma'aseinu, in all of our deeds. Ki'ilu yesh kinegdenu toen b'koch ha'tayna b'hab chenu. As if we would have, as though someone opposed us, arguing with force, with every possible argument against us. Let's be honest. It must be as though so the Yetzer Hara is opposing us, and the Yetzer Hara is arguing with force every argument against us. Also, what I think the Sefer Chinuch means is that we take care of these individuals as if there was someone defending them. If they had someone defending them, so now you would think twice before you start prosecuting them. So imagine there's someone defending them. You know who's defending them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is defending them. V'nachus v'nachmal aleihem. When you make yourself into a kinder person by holding back from a not should not be said, you will have mercy and compassion upon them. V'nirez chusam b'chol davar. And you will start to see them in a more positive light. You will see they are meritorious in all matters. You will start to see them with more mercy and compassion. You will start to see their merits in every matter, more than if the father or the husband had been alive. The next piece I wanted to tell you, I see our time is up, is I'm not going to go through it inside, but the Rambam includes, and I told you this, even the Almana and the Yasum of a Melech, you see it here on the screen, which is what I told you, even when it comes to the family of a king, I'm talking obviously about a Jewish king, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, a Jewish king died, and he leaves an Almana and Yasum, you might think they don't need me to be nice to them, they should be nice to everybody else. No, they have a status of a Yasum and Almana, and even them, you must be kind and compassionate. Interestingly, this is very interesting. The Chinuch points out something very interesting, quoting Chazal. It's a long Chinuch. I told you, Mitzvah 65 is very long. It's towards the end, if I could find it. This I found very interesting. Here it is, I found it. Umikol Malkom Amru Behem Shemutra Lanosam Ktsas L'Toalatam. Be careful with this. Don't think you know what's Toalas. But I thought that this was very interesting. The Chinuch says this is towards the end of the Mitzvah. For those who are sitting online, we're towards the end of Mitzvah 65. In any event, there are times when Chazal says it is mutter to oppress them a little bit. Be careful for Toalas. What does that mean? Kigon harav l'talmido shel Torah. O shel umanus. Let's say the rabbi is trying to teach his child Torah. And Rachmana Litzan, no, Odechem, no, Odehinu. A child comes from a disadvantaged home because they don't have a father. And the child doesn't feel they can live up to their potential. The child doesn't see their own kocho. So in that case, the rabbi should push him a little bit so he recognizes his own strength. Of course, with the utmost kindness, the utmost compassion, if you don't know how to do it properly, so refrain. But the rabbi is allowed to be misana b'dvarim a little bit in the path of ahava, because he wants to teach a child Torah. Shinantam v'necha v'dibartabam. Eila talmidim. Kamal shal talmidim kurei banim ha'av kurei rav. So the rav is allowed, the rabbi is allowed to push the child a little bit to teach him Torah. O shal umanus. This child, this ram is going to have to learn how to make a parnasha. The father's not there anymore. So if it comes to training him in a craft, and he needs sometimes a firm hand to encourage and teach him how to do the craft. So in that case, Chazal say, you can push him to oppress him. Anosam ktas. Doesn't mean to oppress him, but sometimes you need to be a little bit harsher because these people require that, especially to teach him Torah or to teach him a craft. Aval afilu to'asa mitzvah la'kel b'myosir mishar kodam. But even when it comes to to'as for a mitzvah, such as teaching him Torah or teaching him a craft, you still have to go easier on him than all other person, than all other people. I wanted to finish with you. I don't have time. However, I will tell you that the Chinuch ends. I just wanted to do, we did the beginning and I wanted to do the end. I don't have time. He does say, V'noheges mitzvah zu b'chol makom b'zcharim v'kenos, n'kenos, just like by Onas Hager, Onas Rhyme, Ona as Yasam and Almana, it also applies. It's an Isser for everyone. B'chol makom, in every place, b'chol zman, in every time, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Arts, a millennia ago, this century, whatever, in males and in females, Shachayavim b'nei adam l'nhog imahem derech nachas v'kavad. Because you are chayiv, you are morally obligated, you are mitzvah obligated by the Torah to behave with them, derech nachas, in a pleasant manner, the kavod, and give them honor. And someone who does not do this, and he angers them, or he belittles them, or he rules over them, or he loses their money, or calls shekinah mihikos them, or God forbid, he physically abuses them, he is over on this low tase. And even though there's no malchus for this, there's no lashes, because inui, oppression, abuse, of this fashion, let's say through words, is not something that anyone can, you can't necessarily bring it to judgment. What's the proof? I only said it for his to'alas. Meanwhile, it wasn't for his to'alas, but how are you going to prove that in court? Hashem yisparach shehu bochin levavos tovei atzaram. You know who knows? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will take vengeance. He will plead their case in the heavenly court. V'harei anshu mefarish b'Torah, and the punishment is explicitly stated in the Torah. It says, "Barak yeschem becharav." Chomer says the chinuch mida kenegam mida. Shetienen ashei ha'unanim almanos uvenei yisomim. Lo yimtzu merachim. Measure for measure, the wives are chamal tzan of those who oppressed these unfortunates will become widows, and the children of those who oppressed the unfortunates will become orphans. There will be no rachamim. The way Mr. Person measures others, he will be measured. And if the oppressor was a female, she will die, and her husband will marry someone else who will oppress her children. So you see that this is extremely, extremely powerful, extremely relevant, and not only an insight into how we must be so careful when speaking to a ger, a yosom, and an almana. That's something fundamental that we learned today. In addition, is the hashkafic lesson of the Sefer HaChinuch, that ultimately in Yani Shmiras HaLashon is for the purpose of bettering our own neshamas, our own selves, making us more merciful, us more compassionate, and making our own neshamas more shalem be'azor Hashem. I wish everybody a week of besoros tovos, yeshuas, and the immediate geula for all of Klal Yisrael. Kol tov, and thank you so much.